Hilchos Tumis Meis, Perikyot Ches, Yotes and Chof. So in Perikyot Ches, Ramam will be mevayed the further dinim of Eiholim. Tumis Eiholim. Lach Aleph Adim Shehe, Hil Biyadei Achas Al Meis, Vehe Hil Bashniyo Al HaKelim. So one hand is over the corpse, and one hand is over Kelim. Oi, Shonoga the Meis, Vehe Lal HaKelim. Inish Biyadei Pesech Tefach, his hand is a Tefach by Tefach, is a big hand. HaKelim Tmeim, Vim Lav Tohir. The yad is for hilchos Shabbos is considered dalad al dalad, but for hilchos tumah it has to be an actual tefach, white tefach. V'chein shnei batim v'behen shnei chatzay zaysim pashu yad lebayis is every yad hashni lebayis hasheni. So he, the goof, his goof is mitztarif the two avirois of chatzay zaysim. Imish biyad pesach tefach ere v'satume v'nasa akel kail echad v'nitma hu v'habatim. He's like a conduit. He connects both tumas. V'im lav enu mevi satumah. Base Adam Shishkev Badachalin Vahil Allah Tuma. He's looking at a window and there is Tume just underneath him, underneath the window. But maybe it's a Tuma Labayas. Him suspending himself over the Tuma brings the Tuma into the house of Nitmakal Labayas. If it's on the threshold, it makes us a bit say Chabayas, makes us a Bechutz. Vahil Tuma makes us a Shabachutz. If he's lying down, going into the house and there is Tuma over his goof that is sticking outside of the house, habayis tamei p'nish adam chalul, as we learned from yesterday's shiur, v'yesh bo yigoy v'tefach v'kevan shehi lo tumah lo, being that the tumah is over him outside, he's a kamay lo leho v'mevi satumah into the house. V'cheinim hoisa tumah babayis v'hi lo tahirin al mektasa yishu b'chutz harei elu tameim m'pneish hu kamay lo tumah. This person who's lying down on the floor, sticking himself outside of the house, if someone is to be mile over him, that person is also tamei. Gimel. Nesei ames, people who are carrying the coffin. Sh'ovru boy tachas al sada. They're walking through a canopy. V'heigif echa behem esadeles. U'smachim b'mefteach k'dei sh'leitma habayis. One of them quick to close, one of the people in the, it's a shared chatzir that has this canopy within the chatzir. One of the people close the door of their houses because the moment the mace is under the chsadra, the two men go into the house. Quickly closes the door. V'cheinim hoi adami b'fnim. So if the door can stand without you having to close it, it's on a hinge, for example, it's on a lock, then it's okay. Vimlav, if the only way that the door is closed is because you're pushing it closed, the eye of the oven, where they put the fuel through, is extending outside of the house. People who are carrying a mess passed over the exhaust. Hatanu tomei v'bayis tohoi. Sherei ein hatanur gavoi mi'ala oretz kedei shuyovi tumal abayis. The basis of the tanur is not a tefach above the ground. The tumah stays inside it. Vayter lachadalad, migdol haba b'mido. So it's machzik 40 saw liquids. Shehu oimid b'seich ha-pesach. The niftach l'chutz, but the entrance of this humongous keli is facing the outside of the house. The tuma b'seichim, this tuma inside this big box, habayis tohi. Tuma b'bayis, mashu b'seichim tomei, what is inside this box that is extending in and outside of the house, is tomei, shreihu pasuach, u b'seich habayis. V'derech ha-tuma lotzis ein darka lehikonis. Oh, so if the tuma is inside the box, then it goes out. Interesting, yeah. If it's inside the house, it does extend even through the box outside the house. Ha'isa muchni shaloi, oh, good picture. So this is the keli that is machzik abayim sabalach. It's a very big keli. If it has a drawer, it's a muchni shloim meshuchah la'achrov. The drawer is open. V'yetzis pasuach. V'yetzis pachos mitafach v'ein neshmetes. It's connected to the actual closet. It cannot be pulled out like an IKEA drawer, and you can pull it out less than a tefach. There's less than a tefach of space that you can pull the drawer out. V'tumah sham b'secha k'neged akeres. Right there in the part of the drawer that you pulled out, there's a shtick mace. It's underneath the roof. Habayis tohid, shafa bishi yoitza, eina neshmetes, cannot pull the drawer out entirely, ve'eina yoitza tefach. V'hu shiyaba, tefach ha-tefach harum tefach halol. When do we say that the tumah doesn't permeate into the house? As long as the drawer itself has more than a tefach by tefach. Narvas, when you pull it out, the airspace of the drawer is less than a tefach by tefach. Avam ein b'muchni chal tefach, if the drawer itself doesn't have a tefach by tefach, And then the tumah is inside, stuck inside the house, kilo of a bias tumah, because it goes upwards and downwards. And then the bias is mahil over this tumah. If there is this migdal inside the house, the tumah b'seicha. Oy b'seich hateva shuloi. Afal pish ein bitziasa b'seich tefach. Habayis tumah. If the whole migdal is inside the house, the bias is tumah. Made on the previous case, if the mukhni is half outside the house, tumah b'bayis mashu b'seichi toy. Shederach tumah lotzeis v'indakel hikones. And if this big keli is sealed, is closed, it's a kliya baba mido, so it's not able to be makalo tumah even for the items that are inside it. As long again as there's no airspace, it's an enclosed box. Hey, kelim shebein hamigdal v'bein haaretz v'shebeinoy v'bein hakosel v'shebeinoy v'bein hakeres. Let's see, put the shelf right next to the wall, and there's an item just on top of the shelf that is almost touching the roof. So im yosham pesach tefach tmei v'maftahirim shangireyas hakeres kil hinyodes v'seismais. Oh, if there's mamash no space between the back of the closet or the back of the bookshelf and the wall, so it's as if the wall is flush with the back of the bookshelf, so it's not the item is not makabel tumah. What if the tumah was stuck in the back or underneath of the bookshelf? If the bookcase is under the open sky, the tumah b'seichi. Meaning, if the kelim in the walls are the thickness, it doesn't transfer the tumah to the interior of the kli and vice versa. The slants of the tent take on the same gather as the tent itself. The spitz comes up to, there is at least a width of an etzba. If there's tumah underneath the slant of this oihol, he's talking to Ms. Erev. Nasa shupu me'achayrev kilo hu kli shenaga be'oihel. Which is mekabel tumah, but the person who then touches it only tami ado erev. Heisa tume al achayri ha'shupuah. Hanagei boi me'achayrev tami tumah shiva. Just like if the tumah was inside, then he touched the inside. It's tami for 7 days. Hanagei b'shupu mitoichay tami tumas erev. Kechetzi zayis mitoichay kechetzi zayis me'achayrev. Hanagei boi be mitoichay be me'achayrev tami tumas erev. Be'oihel atzmei tami tumah shiva. Part of the flap of the side of the oil is extending over the ground. And there's tumah underneath the part of the flap that is on the ground or on top of it. Just like din derutzutza, and that oil is still toy. Fine. Peik tisha asu the kaveres. It's a kli. Quite unsure exactly how it looked like, but the idea is that it could sometimes transfer tumah inside and outside of the house. Oh, well, the question is, where is the tumah? Is it inside the keveres? Is it underneath? Is it on top? And the keveres is extending in and outside of the house as well. So depending on if the tumah is inside the house or outside the house, that also changes the definition of the halacha. Halacha aleph, keveres. Shumutels ba'aretz, v'besech pesach habayis, v'pia lochutz. The entrance of the kli is facing outside, but it's lying halfway in the house. And the mess, or the kezayis min ha-mes, is underneath the part of the keli that is extending outside the house. You say, it only goes straight upwards. And any keli in the interior of this kaveres is toy, chutz, mikvishu keneged ha-tumah. The exception of whatever is directly on top of the tumah, that is a ratzutza. But the items next to it, whether inside or out of the house, are tohu. The habayis is tohu, and also the bayis itself is tohu. It doesn't bring the tumah into the house. Hoysa tumah babayis. Inverse of the tumah is inside the house. Ein tomei elo habayis. Awa kelim shubaseicha. The kelim that are inside it. Oy tachteo, oy ol gabo tohu. Hoysa tumah baseicha. If there is tumah inside the kaveres, hakel tomei kol shubabayis. V'chol shubaseicha. V'chol shal gabo. What happens if this kaveres is suspended, the tefach above the ground, so underneath the kaveres is an oil. So it's an extension more than the previous clause that the Rambam brought. And the tumah tachtor bebayis hayal gaba hakoyol tomei kol shu bebayis v'chol shu tachteho. Unlike in the previous part, unlike in the previous statement, kol shu bebayis tomei and kol shu bechutz tomei, but only keneged atumah. Over here, kol shu bechutz tomei, even what is not keneged atumah. Abed avol kol shu be'aver toicha tohei. However, whatever's inside the keli is tohei. From the part that is inside the house, not what is directly underneath the tumah. Chutz mekli yishu keneged atumah. Fine. Hey, so tumah b'seicha, again, if the kli is suspended in the tefach above the ground, and the tumah is inside the kli, hakel tomei kol shu b'seicha. V'chol shu b'bayis. We have the example. Kol shu b'seicha, v'chol shu b'bayis. V'chol shu techtev, v'chol shu al gabo. Shakel maya odem shenasu oi la tumah. V'shohisa tumah al gabay mevin, v'lo chetis in kamesho b'yanu. Fine. But the moon is much hikli, umechul chalas, doesn't have a chur that is mavatled from being a kli, and it's hollow. If, however, if it was missing part of the kli, and he stopped up part of the kli with straw, shari eino kli, oy shoisa futza, achelo yiba kli klal, it's full of kash. It's not a kli. It's no challah. Ela atuma kedeshul yimatzeh b'challah tefach b'makim echad. So then it depends. Hoyse gavei min ha'aretz tefach b'tuma tachteo iba bayis. Hari ha'bayis v'chol shetachteo t'mein mepnei shehu oyel echad. V'toicha v'gaba tohi. Even, not just the toich of the kaveres is tohi, even items that are directly on top of the tuma are also tohi because the kli is a tefach above the ground. Because the kli is a tevach above the ground, it's not talking tumah l'tzutza. So the interior of the whole kli is tohi. Neshu oil shel eitz ve'ene kli. And being that it's an oil shel eitz, it's not a kli. It's being that it's not a kli, it can't be chaytes b'fnei ha'tumah. Everything inside and on top ha'tohi. Oisa tumah b'seicha. In tomei ala teicha. And the house is tohi. Everything underneath it and on top of it is also tohi. Hoisa al gabo kineg de ad lo rekiya tomei. Hoisa menachas ala oritz vepil lachutz. The gezais min ameis nosan tachteo. And the gezais of the meis underneath it kineg de ad hatahoim tomei. Oh, we don't say the tumu oilo. Because it's not a kli. Being that it's not a kli, it is chaytze. It's only going downwards, it's tomei. If this is bottled from being a kli, hoya al gabo, if the tumu is on top, kenek the ad lo rekiya tomei. It doesn't extend downwards as well because it's not a kli, it's chaytze. Hoya tumu b'bayis, ein tomei ala habayis. And the items that are inside the kaveres that are inside the house are still tohi. Hoya tumu b'seicha, ein tomei ala teicha. Fine. Beis kaveres hamul talis ba'aretz, if this kaveres that is on the ground, b'seicha pesach v'pil of nim. The entrance of the kli is facing inside. The kli is sholim v'chalula. The gezayis min ameis nosun tachteho oyel gabo mi bachutz. And there's a piece of a mess on the part of the kli that is extending outside. Kol shu keneged hazayis betachtei begabo tomei. V'chol ma shu ba'aver teicha toi. But the rest of the interior of the kli is toi. Chutz mi keneged atuma. V'habayi is tohi. The tuma doesn't extend into the house. Even if the entrance of the kli is inside the house. V'ayis atuma b'soicha oy b'bayis hakel tomei. Even the part of the kli that is outside of the house. Hoisigavim in the Oritz Tefach, again, discussing a kli whose entrance is to the interior of the house. Hoisigavim in the Oritz Tefach, the tumah tachteo, oi besoicha, oi ol gabo, oi bebayis, hakel tomei. Because it's an oihol and it's a kli, it's not choytzit, b'fnei ha'tumas, everything is tomei. Kol shu bebayis, v'chol shu tachteo, b'pnei shehi, v'habayis ko'il echad, v'chol shu gabo, v'chol shu besoicha, shakti mevz ha'tumah, v'ine choytzit, commission is boy. What happens if this kli shapir lefnim is not a kli? The bottle from being a kli. The kveim in aretz tefach, but tumah tachtoi bebayis beseicha. Hakol tomei chutz mel gabo. Whatever's on top of the kli that is outside the house is tohu, because it's not a kli. Being that it's not a kli, the bottle from being a kli, it's chaytzitz befnei atumah. Heisa tumah al gabo connected bilvad ad lorakia. Not going downwards, only upwards is Tommy. Avot teicha v'tachteh v'abayis kol mishu behem toim v'pnei she'eino kli, and therefore chetzetzes. Hoyse manachas alaris v'pi lefneim. Again, the pi of the kli is inside. V'kizayis min ameis nosan tachteho keneg de'ad hatohim Tommy. Because it's not a kli. We don't say tumba beikas, so it only goes downwards. Hoy al gabo keneg de'ad lorakia Tommy. Hoyse tumba b'seicha v'abayis teicha v'abayis t'meim. Noch gimel. Kaveres. Shehi b'seicha b'ayis v'imamalo. It's called Goyva Habayis. The Pia Lamaila Lakeris Habayis. it's as big as the room, or as big as the roof. He was able to stick it into the room, and the top of the kli is being covered by the roof. Habayis tohi, because the tumah extends outside of the kli into the room. Tumah babayis mashu b'seicha tohi. Shdecha tumah lotzeis b'seicha bayis b'pachis mitefach midakel hikarnes. B'choyse emedes b'choyse mutat zidav apila kaisol v'binav v'bina kaisa pachis mitefach. Regards to the position of the kli, if it's standing upwards or sideways with the opening of the kli to the wall, b'choyse kaveres achas b'choyu shteim zeh gabizoi v'im b'inhol yena v'lakeres l'kaisa b'seicha tefach. The same thing applies. Choyse emedes b'seicha pesach v'pila mailo. If it's in the entrance and the opening of the kli is facing upwards, because again, derech tuma latzis, tuma babayis, mashu b'seicha tomish, derech tuma latzis, in dakel ikonis, locha dalid. We have kaveres that is lying on the ground. Kaveres chalula, she kli shalim, moisul menachas al tzidu ba'avi, in the outdoors, the hainu, not under an oil. And it's lying on its side, the kli is on its side, and there's a kazayis underneath it, on top of it. With exclusion of what is directly in line of the tumah. If there's tumah inside the kaveres, akel tumah. Because chutz mekli shu kenegad atuma, the exclusion of whatever is directly in line of the tumah. The whole interior of the kli, this kaveres is not a kli, bottle from being teiras kli. Oish ha'isa ba'o b'mida, which again, is not a kli in terms of being able to be chaytis bifni atume. The kazayis min ha'meis nosan tachteha, keneg de'ad ha'tohim tome. Al gaba, if the tumah is on top of this kli, keneg de'ad l'rakiya tome. It doesn't go the other way around, because it's not a kli, and therefore it's chaytis. B'seicha ein tome ala teicha. Ha'isa gavea me'ar, me'tefach me'al ha'aretz, b'tum tachteha, tachteha b'vad tome. The whole area underneath is tome, because it's an oil, technically, over the whole area underneath. B'seicha teicha b'vad tome. Al gaba keneg de'ad l'rakiya tome. Sh'kafa b'yanu sh'a kli yitzabab b'mida, ko'ilu chashuv, lo'ike kelem, ulofichach chaytis. Lachehe, kaveres said it's outside. Kaveres shehi kli shalim yeshavas al shulel la'aviv. It's on its base, under the open sky, not under an oil. V'tum b'tachteha, oy b'seicha, oy al gabo. Tum b'kazvi l'b'kazvi redes. Goes up and down, because again, this kaveres, it's not together of an oil. Aval m'hoise gavoya tefachay mechusay kfuy al piyo. If it's turned upside down, so now it's technically an oil structure. V'tum b'tachteha b'seicha al gabo, hakel tomi, kosher b'seicha v'chosh b'tachteha v'chosh al gabo. Im hoise atum l'mato, shakli hamayil mevis atum v'ein echetis k'mesho b'yanu. Therefore, if it's bottom being tedes kli, v'tum tachtoi b'seichel gabo, v'tum b'kasvei l'b'kasvei redes. V'im hoi segevei yetefach, if it's suspended the tefach above the ground, v'tum tachtoi tachtoi b'vatomi. Again, with the base on the ground, so that it doesn't go through the roof into the interior of the kli. Hoi s'tum b'seicha oil gabo k'neged al rakia tomi, v'kem sh'tachtoi tohin m'pnei shi oil v'chay tzetzas.
525.
Lach avav. We have a gomo. So emet ba'avir. Camel is standing in the outdoors, tuma tachtov, and there's tuma underneath him. Kelim shul gabo of tahirim, the kelim that are on top of the gomol are tahir, because the din of a behemah is like the din of an oihol, which is not a kli, and therefore it's chetitz. Tuma al gabo of kim shetachtov tahirim, hoi revitz of tuma tachtov, harizi bekaz ve'idu bekaz ve'idu hedes. V'chein, im hoi satuma retutza tachas ragli al gav ragli, it's on its top or bottom of its paw, of its feet or leg, harizi bekaz ve'idu bekaz ve'idu hedes. If they're sharing shared airspace under a similar roof, it doesn't shave base of this tumah. Why does an oil have to shave? He's tummy midaraisa, otherwise it's tarnished. Mehen divri kabbalah, mehen gzeres varchokis. Lofichach ein anozim megaleich aleihem. Ben chayovan alein kares al bis mikdash hayachidus kadosha. Ein advarim kulam amurim, ele inu tumas truma v'kalchim bilvat kemesho b'yan. Fine. Chal, the whole sugi of tumas meis, the whole sefer titles for these two inyonim, for these inyonim. Whether he can eat truma, or enter the base of mikdash and do the avoida. Fine. Perek Chaf, Tumba Belua, and other items that are matzil ba'il hames. The Rambam begins with a klal halach alof shloisha devarim matzilim ba'il hames. Within an oihol, you have certain structures that can prevent tumah from penetrating, from extending outwards. As follows: tumit pasul, if it's tightly shut, a kli cheres ve'oiholin an oihol b'soich oihol, ubeluain if it's totally absorbed within another kli. If there's, he will give an example in a second. Something toyed inside a brick, for example, and the brick is in the house, the tumah doesn't penetrate the brick. Also, reverse, if there's a kedayis menemis in the brick, it doesn't allow the tumah to extend outwards. It's trapped. If there's a tire inside the kli, the tumah cannot penetrate. If there's tumah inside, the tumah can still extend outwards. So, Beit HaMaylos is only if it's beloin. So it's possible, and oil besich oil is only matzah if the taher is inside. If the tumah is inside, the tumah still extends outwards. Ketzad bais tumah shesh beikli mukav tumah pasul kol shu besich kli toheri, because the kli tumah pasul saves everything inside from being tumah. Chenim hoyish from oil besich bais kol kinim shu besich oil toheri. Avlam hoyi kezayis menemais nasim beikli if mukav falu betumah pasul v'chnis lo bais habais tumah, because the tumah extends outwards. V'chen oil besich oil v'kezayis menemais ba'il apnimi kol akelim shu ba'il hachitzim tumim. Base avla bluin matzion al tahirim uminyanas atume ketsad kelev shochel besanimis v'nichnas labayis habayis toid. The tumah doesn't extend outwards. Bala tabas afilo adam shabala tabas v'nichnas la oil ames afal pi shenitma tumah shiva hatabas toid, because the tabas cannot contract any tumah, it's inside him. V'chein kol habluin b'chayiv abahimav b'ebis abadogim matzion kol zman shehim chayiv, as long as the animal is alive, it's considered balua. And if they have swallowed an item that is tahi, and they're inside an airspace with something that is tummy, it's not matzil. So we're saying if an animal swallows something that's tummy, and then the animal dies, the item inside the animal can now give tumah soihol. Is that farebik? Like, how long do we say, as long as it's still inside, from when it was consumed, does it still give off tumah soihol? Because it takes 3 days for its food to digest. So if it ate a kezayis menemes within 3 days of when it died, that tumah can still penetrate outwards. But men, because the atzam is not disintegrated. Einam nitzalim ketzad kush, when it's a spindle. Sheniv lo boy hatzi noida shal matches. Spindle had a metal spike, and that metal spike was stuck all the way inside the kush. Umalmud sheniv lo boy adarvon cattle prod also had a spike, and that spike could be makabel tumah, which was stuck inside the malmud, the stick. Lovenu sheis etabas muvlas besecha, brick that has a ring inside it. Venichnas sol eil hames nistamo, they do contract tumah. Only balloon inside the tzomet pasul can prevent it from contracting tumah. The only other way for balloon to not contract tumah is if it's inside the nefesh chayu. One was pasting an oven with a new fresh layer of cement or clay, and there was a kli that was pasted over. Whatever's inside the layer of the coating is also tummy. If there's a cad made of earthenware that is sealed shut, that's pshat mitzida. Not extending into the airspace of the kli. Hara'ilu tamei. Veinu nitzalim ba'il hames. Hoibim begufas achavis mekeneged piha. If it's in the megufas achavis, in the plumber, that is right on top of the opening of the chavis, im hoyin dirin nasecha chavis, if it's poking into the actual airspace, veinu nitzis la, veinu nitzin la vira tohelin. If it's actually going into the airspace, the Tzomet Pasel is matzil items that are non-kelim from contracting tumah. But there's a gzeira that the Rambam will explain in later prakim why it is a kelim inside the Tzomet Pasel still contract tumah. Even though it's sealed shut. So if you have ten clips ashon, after shaking the sech avira, hare'eru tahirim. If there's meguf sechavis that has the needle inside it, so it's right on the bottom of the meguf sechavis, but it was pasted over, it was painted over, so you see the needle, but it's not actually open to the airspace of the chavis. It's still tahir. Halacha vav. What about an item that's below in the ground? Call a below in bekar koiso yishol bayis arayim tmeim. Vena nitzalim shakar koho oyo kum hoyo ala tohoim. It's not considered, the karka is not considered oyo besich oyo. Considered the original oyo. Mashankim biksol kemeshi is boyo. As we'll see in the next page about the ksol. Keitza. Atume bebayis vekim tmune bekar koi. Fil tachas meo amo tmeim. Vem yish bim keim tefach al tefach tohoim. But if it's in a vault that has a tefach by tefach, the tumah doesn't penetrate it. What happens if you have an oil besoich oil, but this oil, imagine you take a sheet and you spread it horizontally across the entire room. So you have two layers, and there's tumah in the ground floor. That oil doesn't stop the tumah from going on top. It extends outwards. If the tumah is on the layer on top, because it doesn't allow the tumah to go in. If this layer is within a tefach of the ground, the items that are on the bottom are considered tumah b'karka. Therefore, if there is tumah in the layer within the top layer, it penetrates downwards. Lachazayin biv. If there was a gutter, shehu komur tachas abayis yesh bo pesech tefach. Oh, so it's an underground sewer. The entrance for the sewer extends outwards and also to the outside of the house, but it also inside the house is a tefach by tefach entrance. Yes, but pisrei shu chut labayis pesech tefach. V'hisa tumah besoichei. This tumah inside the gutter. Habayis toir. V'hisa tumah babayis mashu besoichei toir. Tumah doesn't go inside or outside. Fine, because it has a tefach. It's chetit bifnei tumah. Tefach ha-tefach is chetit. And being that derech ha-tumah latzeis, if the tumah is inside the beef, it doesn't go backwards into the house. Hoye boy pesech tefach. V'im bitziyase pesech tefach. But when it extends to the outside of the house, the entrance of that pipe is less than a tefach ha-tefach. The tumah extends into the house. Tumah b'bayis, mashu b'seichi toy. Whatever's inside the beef is toy. In darkish or tumah hikonis. Ein boy b'seich tefach, ein b'btziyase b'seich tefach. If neither end of the gutter has a tefach al tefach, v'tumah b'seichi habayis tomei. K'ilu hi b'seich habayis. It's considered as if it's underneath the house. Tumah b'bayis, mashu b'seichi tomei. Pnei shin kekelim v'tumah b'karka v'karka habayis kamoyu ad atoyim. Lachaches, shtei chavios. There are two barrels. The kechetzi zayis b'chol achas. Mokafi tzamet pasul. Menachis b'seich habayis. Hey, toheris. Shein chetzi shirin b'tame. V'habayis tome ish yesh b'bayis kezayis. Vein tzamet pasul l'tume. This tume inside the tzamet pasul does extend outwards. Vein amestame is machmas habayis. Mepnei shirin mokafi tzamet pasul. Chaviyis cannot contract tume because there's no airspace for it to go through. Three rooms that are open one into each other in a line. Room 1, 2, and 3. If there is kechati zayis bipnimi, the kechati zayis b'emtzoi hapnimi tohi. The pnimi is tohi. V'emtzoi v'achitzin tmeim. Shederach tuma lotis in darkei kone. So if it's half half, then the middle and the exterior one are tamei. That's the
anaitin shakayah.